Tyler Dunman, a lawyer with the human rights group, is on loan to Uganda's Director of Public Prosecutions. Unlike children such as Evelyn, who work with their parents, many have been trafficked into labor, he says. It's illegal, but enforcement is spotty, complicated further by the pandemic.
Oftentimes they're finding themselves on the streets begging or being forced to sell things, or as they call, hawking things here. Those situations have increased exponentially.
So has trafficking into the sex trade, he says. Young women are particularly vulnerable, and there's another risk. Social workers we talk to say they've seen a spike in teen pregnancies.
Please, I'm 15 years old.
We visited Esther in this Kampala slum. She enjoyed school and got good grades, and when school stopped, she took a job in a food stand to help out the family. Then she became pregnant, the result of boredom and rebellion, she now admits. When the baby arrives in February, school will be out of the question. Impractical, she says, and unaffordable.
I was studying to become a doctor. I missed the company of my friends. We used to sit down there, we would talk, we would be reading books.
What is your dream for your future?
My dream is if I have a chance, I want to learn how to weave hair, do hair, and in the process, be able to start my own business.
How do they survive? Because the parents cannot meet their basic needs.
Rogers Mutawe runs the Uganda Youth Development Link, part of a team of charities that work with at-risk youth. Since March of 2020, the number of young people they're helping train for safer jobs has nearly doubled. When we visited, they were learning baking, cupcakes on this day.
And so we are trying our best as a program, as an organization, to be able to give them a second hope, to give them a future to their lives. Because in most cases, these young people are vulnerable, they've been left alone, they have low self-esteem, they have depression.